Welcome back. We have a lot more happening for you tonight. One thing I would like to say, I noticed that you may have noticed the beautiful quilt that's hanging. That is a creation of award-winning quilter Fran Kordek, who is teaching this week. She's teaching traditional American quilting. I was told that the pattern is Burgoyne's Retreat, and it's quite an excellent addition to the stage. Also, we would like to thank JoJo's Florists for the plants on stage. What we have coming up next is the French-Canadian group Domino. I was trying to get some information from the band, and there's some communication problems. Réjean was asking about sugar. He said he wanted some sugar. And everyone sort of turned around and looked at me and said, do you think you could explain what that might mean in the South when you say, I want some sugar? I demonstrated. So that was my contribution. This group is recognized as having some of the leading musicians of Quebec, and they combine a multitude of musical talent. We have Richard Fauré, who has played fiddle for more than 20 years and is an accomplished songwriter. And we also have Sabé Jacques, who began playing accordion at age 15 and has been performing with acclaimed Acadian singer Edith Butler since 1992. Réjean Brunet performs on piano, guitar, bass, and accordion, and he's been a musician since the age of 7, and he's also performed with his brother, and he plays piano and records with Domino, and he has other bands too. He's quite busy. And then Luc Lavallée is a well-known accompanist in the Quebecois traditional music and plays piano, guitar, and bass, and they have a new CD in the store. It's Domino, so you may want to check that out later. But here they are, Domino.
Thank you. Bonsoir tout le monde. Nous sommes heureux d'être ici ce soir. We are happy to be here tonight. The first tune was a composition of Sabin named Le Ril du Château. And we will continue with a medley of three tunes. And the first one is a special one composed by Régent, and he called that Heist House Jig. Yeah.
I don't know why.
And the second one is going to be a reel from Marcel Messervier. And the third one, a traditional reel. Thank you. Okay, next one is a waltz that we have composed in a team with Réjean and Sabin in a festival in Owen Sound, Ontario. And some of you know that waltz. It's La Berceuse for Anna. Okay, next one is going to be a new tune I composed called Un air trompeur for one of our friends, followed by La Grande Jig Simple and a reel composed by Philippe Bruno, well-known accordionist of Montreal, who lives now in France. Hommage à Gilles Laprise. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's going to be our last medley. The believe it or not, Réjean is shy to talk to you. He's the guy who sleep the latest later on the camp.
It's not true.
Okay, we don't forget we have a very good CD. Luke want to say, and we are in d'accord. We agree. The sound is very, very good. We want to thank Wes and Flan. Thank you. And the last medley will be a tune who are on the CD. It's the first is Marche Alexis. A jig from me. And three traditional reel. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. See, isn't it wonderful what language can do for you? Well, we have a question for you. D. White is wondering if anyone in the house has a key to handcuffs. There seems to be an issue with this, and he would like it if you would report backstage. Lots of things for you to do to help wear you out this week, as if dancing weren't enough. We have a lot of things. There is a contra dance tonight after the dance in the pavilion, of course, and we've got some wonderful folks playing. Jerry Mills is going to be fiddling, and I think Barb Withy is going to be with them, and oh, many more. We have a lot of talented people here, and we don't hesitate to use them. The other thing that you should keep in mind, if you are just saturated with dancing and your feet are tired, just walk on down the hill to Picket in the Park tomorrow, which will be 7 to 10 p.m. We have a lot of local musicians who meet every week and pick and gather, and it's a wonderful thing, and a lot of the students go down. It's a lot of fun. Also, if you haven't had your fill of dancing and you don't need caffeine to get you going in the morning, we have Waltz Across Breakfast in the Appalachian Room every morning this week, 8:15 to 8:45. And I tell you what, waltzing is a lot better than coffee to get you going. So maybe you should try that. I think that covers all the announcements. Can you believe that? And don't forget, the store will be open after the end of the concert, too. Christmas is coming. The group that's about to come out and entertain you is an interesting group. I've been trying to get information from them, and they are really tough. So I thought I might make something up, but, well, they're from Birmingham, Alabama, and they're from the south side of Birmingham, which is known as Red Mountain. So that's part of the origins of the name. This group, since it's Alabama-based, plays a lot of Alabama tunes and other regional tunes. Also, a member of the band, Joyce Cawthon, has written a book about tunes in Alabama, and it's called With Fiddle and Well-Rosined Bow. So as a result, they do play a lot of these tunes. The group consists of Jim Cawthon, Joyce is such a good name, Phil Foster, Jamie Finley, Nancy Jackson, and Bill Martin. And they are going to come out and entertain you. And I'm sure it will be great. You know, I think Bill Martin is probably a good joke teller, because when he starts talking, I just want to sit right down and melt with him, because that drawl of his just takes me back home. I miss that. I know that you'll really enjoy them tonight. This will be their first appearance here at Augusta, so we want you to sit back and enjoy our last set of the evening in a few moments. Oh, blind joke. Did you hear about the three blondes that drove for 3 days to get to Disneyland? They got pretty close, and they saw a sign that said, Disneyland left. They turned around and went back home. And, well, you know, there's the old standby. What do you call a brunette between two blondes? The interpreter. Oh, and here's this one, which is sort of my favorite. Why are blonde jokes so short? So men can understand them. And here's one which I don't think is really a joke. How does a blonde clean her house? She hires a maid. Now, let's hear it for Red Mountain.
Greetings from Alabama. We brought lots of friends with us. and they're going to cheer for us no matter how we do here.
We made that agreement already.
Right. So anyway, well, as Joyce says, we do play Alabama tunes. We're going to start with one that wasn't very hard for us to find. It turned out it was like right on the land that some of us live on. There was a family named the Taylor family, and Sam Taylor taught us a tune that he called Step Around Johnny. His aunt called the Jones Piece. But anyway, here it is, Step Around Johnny.
Boy, I'm sore today.
What you sore about, Jim?
Keto, the rent man. Boy, he's as mean as he can be.
Well, Keto, the rent man, mean as he can be. Well, to my bed out in the street, and then he threw out me. Keto, mean as he can be. What a crew I
I mean, they've tried to throw us out of the dorm a few times, but so far it's been okay. We want to thank Kathy Anderson for asking us to come play for the dances here. We've really had a good time. And the whole staff of Augusta for putting up with us and taking good care of us and all that. It's been great.
And putting up with us.
Right, yeah, exactly. So anyway, we don't just play Alabama tunes. We kind of major in Tennessee and Georgia and Mississippi too, deep south states. And one fiddler that's really influenced us a whole lot is Bob Douglas. And I don't know if you listen to Prairie Home Companion. He was on there recently when it was from Knoxville. He's 99 years old and he's still playing. He went out to the Festival of American Fiddle Tunes this year at age 99. Anyway, he's taken a lot of time with Jim and I to teach us some tunes. And we're going to do one. He's from Chattanooga, did I say that? Which isn't that far from us. Anyway, here's one that it's his own tune. It's a little bluesy tune called the Monday Morning Blues.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
One. Thank you.
happens when you don't play Keno, you end up with the Monday morning blues.
Thanks. Well, Bob will be 100 in March, and I think you're all invited to his birthday party in Tennessee.
Well, we all got together when we lived on Red Mountain in Birmingham, and we got to studying up and found out that 90% of all accidents happen within 10 miles of home, so we all moved. And we're scattered all over North Alabama now.
We've had no accidents since then.
Yeah.
And no accidents. It works.
Philip
doesn't believe in research, though. He's still living
there
on Redmond.
I only live a mile from my office, so.
Well, I ended up on the side of Lookout Mountain on the border of Georgia on the time cusp there. And right down the road is a city called Trine, and it's a mill town. And we have a good buddy that lives up there near me, James Bryan. You may be familiar with his fiddling. And we learned a great tune from him called Farewell Trine, and it was written by the family, the Blaylock family. They still have a sawmill in the little town where I live, and are still dancing and still making music. And that's what I had to do when I loaded up and headed this way. I had to say Farewell Trine.
Thank you.